Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Just give me a few minutes or a minute. I'll let you know. Okay. So I know somebody is here, so you can go ahead and ask who's here and then move forward with the questions. Eek.
Okay. Hello. Can you please tell us who is here today?
I heard I am Artemis.
Artemis.
Goddess of field and forest is what I heard.
Goddess of field and forest.
Yeah.
Okay, Artemis. Why is goddess spirituality important today?
She said it has always been important, but it has been subdued for a very long time. Interesting. She said, man, I don't know what this means, but she said, man has made his claim to us. I don't know what that means.
Man has made his claim to us. Can you clarify that a little bit for us?
She said he has removed us from his, he has removed us from the path of light and healing. That's what I heard. If that like makes sense.
Yeah, like perhaps the whole masculine feminine thing.
Yes, and she wants to reiterate the word subdued.
Okay. Okay.
For a very long time, she said.
But do the goddesses feel that now things have been turning to where now femininity is coming forward?
She said, yes, many beings of light, such as yourself, chose to lead the way of the way to remembrance, to remember who we are, what we are, and this level and type of guidance. It is at a frequency altogether different.
Okay. So how can the goddesses help women? And can you give some examples?
She said the goddesses help women in various ways. It depends on what it is you are asking for, what type of guidance you need. This is interesting. And your level of spirituality. I don't know what that means.
do you mean by like... extending the levels of spirituality with women?
She says, what I mean by this is that it depends on your heart and your level of compassion and service and dedication. And that is what we mean when we say your level of spirituality, as that is what this encompasses. For many beings of the light offer their service to humanity. That's what I heard. I don't know if that makes any sense. That's what I heard.
Okay. Could you give us some specific examples?
She said, I can. Many goddesses come to light the way for help. You call upon us to see the way, to see things differently. It's funny, as she's talking, I just saw her do the bow and arrow and just shoot it. Okay, sorry, I'm just watching the picture. Let me get back. You call on us for guidance, for assistance, and to heal your hearts and minds from what has been and from your past. She said, you may call on us for different things depending on what is necessary in your life what skill you need to develop, what healing needs to come. It all depends on this and other things. And she's asking, does that make sense?
It does make sense. Are they able to be very specific when it comes to people asking for help? Like, for example, we feel sometimes that our spirit team likes to play games, you know, and not be very specific. Could they be very specific to us? Or is there like a guideline, like, hey, we can't tell you everything?
It's very funny because when you were talking, when you said the spirits are being, what word did you use?
Spirit guides.
When the spirit guides, but they were being a certain way. There's a word that I don't know what word you use, but when you were talking, she said they can be evasive.
They can be what?
Evasive.
Evasive?
Evasive, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's what she said when you were talking. I was like, that's a good word for this. Yes. Ask your question again.
So can they just be straightforward and not be evasive?
She said forthcoming. We can be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. Okay. So how do you know which goddess to connect with?
She said, there are many here who wish to help and be of service to many beings of light, such as yourself. You can opt to connect to a goddess of your own free will, depending on what it is you ask and what is required. Other goddesses will seek you out. If they see a skill that is yet to bud, And they will adopt you. Sorry.
Okay.
That's very sweet. I love it. And they will adopt you, yes.
They'll take you under their wings.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
Aww.
That's very cool.
I just got this vision of, you know, as kids, you like little pound puppies. Like,
yes. Yes. Oh my God, I haven't heard that in years.
Oh my goddess is just adopting you. Okay, sorry. For goddesses, okay. Is this meant for everyone?
Maybe
to connect with a goddess?
She said not many people will do this. They are afraid to connect to what is foreign to them, is what she said. She also used the word ignorant or ignorance. I heard that. There's a lot of ignorance based on past tellings or past. Is that what you said? Past tellings, the past stories about them. And I heard this too. I don't know what this means. She said past stories about them and their next of kin. Many stories have been told about themselves that are frequently inaccurate. She said, rewrite them, retell them, tell them in a way that helps you advance, that helps the plurality of man to see who and what we are, but not to destroy us. She said that they are useful guides and that they service humanity, but many are afraid to connect. Because many people are fearful beings, and they're afraid to try or trust something. I guess trust the unknown. Trust what they, you know, trust something different. A lot of this is brought about by ignorance. Yeah, I think that's where she ended it. I don't know if that answered the question.
Yeah, I mean, it's available for everyone, but it depends on, obviously, the people.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because she keeps telling me, I keep hearing the word like retell the stories, like in the right way. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Stories in the right way. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I mean, I get it, like tell the stories to where you're not demonizing the feminine and the goddesses.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, can you connect with any goddess or can they reject working with you?
Sorry, I'm telling her this is a general question, not just me. It's interesting because she said she's kind of repeating herself. Many people are too fearful to reach out to just any god or goddess. They are afraid of what that could bring for them, the challenges it might bring as well. But Deanna, for yourself, I'm just repeating what she said. You have capabilities here that allows you to, did she say reach or to talk to them for yourself? If you wanted to speak to others, they are available to teach you. I heard that. But for other beings, I feel like I'm hearing, I don't know, it's so strange. Sometimes I feel like I'm hearing someone else here talking and I was like, what? It depends also on the goddess. It depends on your light and if they choose to work with you and your intentions, for that is one of the most important things. So there are many things to consider here before a goddess takes you on as a companion or you become a devotee, something like that.
Okay. Will the goddesses politely decline you?
I heard quickly, they can. They just may not show up or respond.
Okay. And then
that'll be your sign.
Okay, but then, all right. So what if you're practicing to being attuned, but you're not getting anything in response? I mean, should the person immediately think, oh, they don't want to work with me? Or when is it to a point where like they feel, oh, I have tried, they don't want to work with me right now? Like, how do you know the difference?
She said someone else will show up in their place.
Oh.
And that will be your guardian.
Okay. So then what is your relationship like with the goddess and their devotee?
She wants to replace the word devotee with companion.
Okay.
That's interesting. Huh. I know it's interesting. I'm like, okay. Companion wise, they are two peas in a pod. It is the relationship is managed by both beings. There are offerings provided on your behalf. It is a reflection of your gratitude for the help that we provide. That is the essence of the companionship. She said, it's funny because in my head, I'm thinking give and take, and she's saying, no, it's harmony. It's balance between the two. They help to guide us, to see the way, to answer questions, to push us sometimes into a different direction. And it is your job to listen and to respond well. The offerings, of course, are helpful reflections of gratitude. However, listening is just as important. Opening your heart is, I heard, excellent, but it is a top-notch skill, she said, to have. That too is an important part of the companionship, is opening your heart, taking the advice to heart, and listening up to what it is we have to say. Did that answer the question?
It did. When they're speaking about offerings, are you talking about, or does it matter, like physical offerings, or just the fact that you're listening, you're following through and being grateful for it? That's considered the offering.
Physical, actually. There are offerings that you can give that are special to each of us individually. She'll say, take Deanna, for example, she offers, that's so true. She offers fruits and nuts and berries to three of us. Oh, and she said, and flowers as well. And we appreciate these offerings and her ongoing generosity. These are reflections of her thoughts and her gratitude. and we appreciate that.
And you just place them out?
You want me to just answer you? Yes, yeah, I do. When I've connected with them, I ask them what it is they preferred. And so, yes, I do. I light candles for each. And then I do place their offerings and just give my gratitude for them.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you give some unique examples of how goddesses can help women?
We help in many ways. We help guide them to their individuality, their independence, and their sovereignty. And yes, we help to empower them. Women have been subdued in society and life across the world in many cultures. Therefore, our guidance comes to help lift them up, to restore them to their rightful place. She's saying, that's hilarious. She's saying equality, 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 equality. That is what we wish to give back to restore the balance. Equality between the genders. That is one of the most essential things that needs to happen on your earth plane. And that is where we come in. That is, we offer our guidance, our ability to help you restore, and she's repeating herself, individuality, and to help you remember your inner might so that you may feel strong enough to do what it is you desire, to take risks, to feel strong and empowered, to lead others, to not feel so frail or fragile. It is the light that we give that helps, that you harness to be independent, strong, and wise beings. This is what we do. This is why we are here. And this is why we are working with many of you today. And that is our offering.
Okay. I like it. Okay. So she kind of answered the next question, which is how they do help with empowerment. Maybe she'll have to repeat herself, but like, if so, what does it look like when they actually help women with empowerment?
The first word she said was, again, individuality, feeling capable, not feeling stuck or lost or confused. This is how man treats women, or at least has defined them for centuries as incapable. Our goal is to teach you otherwise, that you have skill, that you are just as capable, if not more, than man himself. You have the necessary skill set to adjust, to learn. You have the independence necessary to grow, to, I just heard the word magnify, or magnetize, I think it was magnify. This is our point of intervention. This is how we help lead women, as they are leaders as well. Many women are lost here. They feel afraid to step up to the plate, to take a stand for what it is they feel inside, for what they think is right. Our goal is to encourage, as well as to enlighten. Yes, at times we will give you a swift push in the back to get you going, but our goal is to help enlighten the way so that you may see the truth, you may see what is real, and know that you too carry the seed of truth within you, that you are not incapable small beings of light, for you are all powerful beings of knowledge. This is our wish for humanity, to help women restore themselves to their rightful place as leaders, as healers, as teachers, as diviners, as seers, as many of you are. You are just not aware. We are here to make you aware, for that is our goal.
Fantastic. So what are some examples of goddesses helping men?
Good question. We can help plenty. We provide insight and attunement to a new way of being and a new way of thought, and even a new divinity for some as well. What does this mean? It means that man can change himself. Man can better himself from a new way of thinking, a more empowered and enlightened way of seeing. I actually heard the word planet, and those who inhabit it. Thank you. I thought that was like the period. And those who inhabit it, we help to change their tune. Man leads with power, yet it is an inflated ego. That is what drives them. And she does want to say it's not everybody, but it is a dominant way of being and thinking on the planet. Mm-hmm. We are here to soften the blow, to change the energy, or change the energy waves, so that man himself can adjust to a lighter way of being, to a more centered way. That is what we do. We teach them to love themselves and each other. It is in the heart, as all things are. But that is how we help man, is to see with the eye of the heart. That is a way of knowing, a way of being, and a way of presence. We teach them that, if they have the willingness to learn.
Truth. Okay. So before I ask the last question, I'm going to ask a couple of different questions.
Sure.
So we're talking about goddesses, but to be honest, I've never heard of anybody talking to the gods, like Zeus and all them. Are they there?
I'm all like nervous. I'm like, who is she going to bring? She said, yes, they are powerful beings of light. And there are many of them. And many of them carry the seed of truth in themselves as well. Is there one that you want to ask her to bring just to see? I'm curious too, girl. Yeah, I've never done it. Like, I'm nervous.
I don't know who. Just bring one. Go ahead.
I know. Artemis. I'm like, are you allowed to bring an energy? Ooh, I feel something shifting. She said, yes, it is heavy. And I feel the energy is very strong. It's like right here. First, I'm asking, who are you bringing before I say yes? Okay, hold on. I heard I am a hero. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm like, who are you? I swear.
Okay, hold on. Okay, is this Zeus?
It is not.
Okay. Is this Apollo?
No.
Is this Hermes?
I am.
Oh, well, hello there.
Hi, Hermes. I don't know. Okay, you can ask all kinds of questions because this is very new to me. Can you ask Hermes if he is the same as the Egyptian god Thoth? I don't know why I feel like they're the same.
Hermes, are you the same god as Thoth? Thoth?
I heard yes, it is one and the same, equally measured. I thought so. And so I was like, I know this, but yeah, okay, good to know.
So they're one and the same?
Mm-hmm. Different names for the same god or goddess is what he's saying. And he's saying, remember the past. What happened with, okay, he's using Artemis as an example. He said, what other name is Artemis known for? What's the other name that she has?
I have no idea.
He said Diana.
Oh.
So Diana, and he, it's funny because I think she just said forest and fields. Diana is the Roman name for the Greek god Artemis. And he said it is the same thing. Thoth was the Egyptian name for the Greek god Hermes.
Fantastic. Okay, so what is Zeus's Egyptian god name? Does he have one?
He had none. I just heard that he had none.
Oh.
Okay. He had none. He's corrected me. He had none in Egypt. He had one in ancient Rome. It's Jupiter. We're going to have to look this up. Jupiter.
Jupiter?
Mm-hmm.
This is fascinating.
It is very fascinating. You have to let me know because this is what I'm hearing.
Okay. What about Poseidon? Does he have a Roman or Egyptian name?
No name in Egypt. I heard yes in Rome, associated with. Okay, you're gonna have to check this because I swear I heard Neptune. I don't know if I'm making this up, so you have to write this down. I could be wrong. So Neptune, for, because I was questioning him, I was doubting him, and he was like, no, Neptune. So yes, there's a parallel. He's telling me parallel, and he told me to look up parallel imagery too for Rome and ancient Greece. But in Egypt, not so much.
Are they just their own separate breed?
To some extent, there was borrowing amongst the people as ideas too were traded and beliefs.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Where did the Egyptian gods come from?
He says, this is a great question indeed. many people ask whether or not the gods and goddesses existed, he said, on the planet. He said, yes, they have their place. While it is not a physical manifestation, it is an energy that is present, an energy that was created by divinity or the one mind for help, an energy that was infused amongst the people, an idea that they had that was magnified and shared, and thus molded into man and became a god. He's asking you, does that satisfy you?
Yeah. But one question. So, cause there's that theory that, you know, the Egyptian gods came from outer space.
He said, I swear to God, he said, it is a theory. He's very, I wish you could hear how he sounds. It's very like a scientist, very matter of fact. He said, yes. It's very funny because he's saying to you, you are very eager to learn. as for, I heard, interventions upon man, or even intercessions. That's an interesting word. I feel like he's debating on sharing this.
I feel there's some little delay there.
Mm-hmm. We will say, and I don't know who we is, but I just heard that. We will say, there was indeed a place here for man's God. That's what I heard, indeed. I don't know what that means.
Oh, come on!
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have, like, the Aztecs and the Incas, like, they all have, like, there's that theory that what's on their artifacts is, you know, being visited from outer space. Having visitors from outer space, and then they had them portrayed as gods. So that's okay.
It is interpreted as such.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he also wants to tell you, not everything is as it seems, Deborah.
Oh, I know. It's a big contradiction. This, you know.
Yeah. Let me just stop there so it's going to keep going off. Okay.
You think it's something and then it's not. So.
Yes.
I don't know, Hermes. I don't know.
He's saying something, but I don't know if I quite understand it. Let me ask him to clarify. He just wants to reiterate to you that there are many gods here for this planet in particular to help, to intercede, is what he said.
Oh,
and to connect.
For sure, yeah.
For yourself.
And then there's the one soul.
All things, he said, and I'm just repeating what he's saying. All things spring from the divine mind, from the all.
Right.
And it's so crazy the way he's showing it to me. It's like this huge, like source is this fiery ball of light that is spreading itself all throughout the darkness and of the universe, the void. That's what he's showing me. It's pretty neat.
So I mainly talk to God, like source. Like that's like my main, nothing. I mean, don't take it personal, gods and goddesses, but I just go to the main. Like, so when people talk to God, would he say that when God can independently talk to people, God is a combination of all consciousness?
He's saying God is all there is. It is the one mind. It is the one source. And it is equally distributed amongst us all. Each light, or each person, I think is what he's saying. Each individual, thank you, has that light inside of them, and they are connected to the all.
What was that last part?
Oh, he just said, could you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah.
Okay. He just said that, each human, or not just each human, I'm sorry, he's correcting me. Each being has the light of God inside of them, and we are all connected to the one source. There is no separation of self, only the illusion of separation is what he's telling me.
Right. Okay.
So if you wish to speak to other beings for guidance, you have that will, the innate will power to do so. For direction, for help, for guidance, we are all available and at your service, he said, to help you, help you heal, help you mend your ways, help you grow. We are insightful. He said he wants to tell you, though, and I think I'm getting what he's saying now, that there is no separation between any of us and the divine mind. So as an example, he's saying, if you were to talk to me as a guide, remember that I am the divine mind and the divine mind is me.
Truth. Yes, I get it.
Okay.
I totally get it. I don't know if it's just in the habit. It's just so easy to just say God.
No, I understand. I do the same thing too. And let me see.
But it's funny. Okay, go ahead.
And he's saying that we are all just, and he's not meaning this in a negative sense, we are all fragmented parts of the whole, of the one self. So it looks like I'm here, you're there, they're over there, but really it is one piece altogether. The source within us is what he said.
Right.
And we are all combined. And let me ask, hold on, I wanted to ask him one more thing. And he said, do what you feel is right. If you wish to direct your attention upwards to the divine mind, to the all-seeing eye of God, then use your willpower. There is no issue here. And he said, all of our goal as a collective is just to bring truth. And we are all just aspects of the one self.
True. Mm-hmm. Totally get that. Is there a God that I would benefit talking to?
It's funny. He wanted to also reiterate to you that we're all good beings. They're beneficent. So they're good. They have good intentions. They're not evil.
You guys, don't worry.
If there's one God that you should connect to, he said, I'm laughing. He said himself.
Oh, okay, Hermes.
He said, for knowledge as a source of truth, he will reveal that to you, and for wisdom. He's a good source of that. That's funny. Yeah.
I know. So this is going to get crazy. So, you know, it all makes sense, right? But we kind of have like these little individual names, so to speak. So we have like, do the gods I know they're all one and the same, so this might be a silly question, but do the gods and goddesses ever work with, like, with the archangels? Like, how does that, like, they're all one and the same, but do they ever appear? I don't know how to say this.
He wants to clarify that there are different species here. There are different manifestations of source. So we are not the archangels, yet we are guardians of truth. They are good beings. And we're all part of source energy, but we are a different species, as many things are. Did that answer your question? I don't remember what you asked.
I guess. I know. I was just wondering, like, do they ever intermingle?
And he asked, he said, do we interact? He said, at times we will. It depends on who's asking, what they are calling forward, and the desire, he said.
That makes sense.
So interactions, he said, yes.
Okay.
Thank you to Hermes, and thank you to Artemis. We appreciate you both, and I appreciate you sharing your messages. Always super helpful.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.